Coming up on A Gay and a Non-Gay. I'm just saying, they look better. They're making an effort now because the girlfriend's in charge.
Right.
They've given up. They look like shit. And then a girlfriend comes along and they get a glow up.
All right, hello and welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
Hi.
I am Dan Hudson.
Hello.
I am non-gay. Hello.
I'm James Barr and I am gay.
Yes. We like.
Actually, I think I'm one of the evil gays, I've decided, after the Jennifer Coolidge moment the other week. Love that.
I don't know what any of those words mean.
Never mind.
I know who Jennifer Coolidge is, but what's she done?
She thanked all the evil gays for her Golden Globe. Love it. So we always start our episode with a question from the non-gay community. They don't have a platform, guys. They don't have a platform anymore.
Yes, they don't. This is things non-gays can't say. All right, hello to Charlotte from Maidstone in Kent. I don't know why I added in Kent, just showing off my geography knowledge. And she says, hello, is it offensive for women to say they want a gay best friend?
Oh, God, this is difficult.
Let me just actually...
Oh, yeah, why don't you, the non-gay, answer that question?
Oh no, I wasn't going to answer the question. I was going to say, you could also say for men to say that as well, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing, Charlotte, you're asking about straight women saying that. Is it offensive for women to say they want a gay best friend? It's not offensive. I mean, it's a bit lazy. I guess I'm not like an accessory, but I also don't mind being an accessory. I think it is okay, actually. I'm not going to get up in my feelings about it.
Right.
You know, there's a line when it comes to minimizing gays to that. You know, if you were going out in a gay venue to try and find a gay best friend, I would say that was pretty awful. But if you're just saying it to a mate, like, oh, I'd love a gay best friend.
Yeah.
I think that's okay. And then you'll hopefully meet someone that just happens to be gay and is a best friend. But yeah, I think just like categorizing us as a accessory isn't really a good look and probably won't lead to a meaningful friendship.
All right.
Is that helpful? Do you think I'm wrong? I would actually like your opinion as a non-gay.
I mean, the idea that someone goes out to like a nightclub to find a friend of any kind
is wrong. But that's not what she's doing. I'm just sort of
But that's
filling in the
kind of weird to me.
How would you say it is having like friends that are gay around you? Is it worth the hype? Like having a gay best friend? Is it worth it?
I would never really think the way that this question is worded.
Did you see the deflection there?
What do you mean?
You didn't answer my question. How is it having a gay best
friend? Well, I don't think of things like that, really.
No, but think about it now. How is it having a gay friend?
Well, it's good, isn't it? It's good to have friends who are not the same as you, whether that's gay or...
So I'm not annoying?
Well, yeah. But...
Okay, there we go. I knew we'd get that. So there you go, Charlotte. You don't need one. Right, today, Dan, I would like to ask you about the girlfriend effect. Have you seen this on TikTok?
No.
So it's like when straight men experience a glow up after getting into a relationship.
Right.
You're like, they completely change and suddenly they're like wearing cool clothes and,
yeah,
you know, they've got their hair did, new beard, that kind of vibe.
Right.
Start going to the gym.
Right.
Eating better. I'm just wondering if you've ever experienced the girlfriend effect.
Well, a lot of those things are in the eye of the beholder anyway. Like whether one is wearing cool clothes or not is not like a fact, is it?
I mean,
but
I think it is actually a fact.
Well, I think it's not.
You've obviously not been educated by the school of The Devil Wears Prada, but factually, well, I think it's...
Band Devil Wears Prada, yes. The film, no.
What the hell? There's a metal band called Devil Wears
Prada? Yeah, it's really annoying because every time you look them up, the other shit comes up. Oh. It's like, for God's sake, here we go. God,
florals in spring, groundbreaking.
Anyway.
Fabulous.
So a lot of what you said is not fact. But,
it is fact.
But
I could give you an enormously long ad lib about how fashion factually could be classed as cool.
Right.
If you want.
But not really.
I'll literally quote The Devil Wears Prada at you.
Right. But who cares?
No, because you can't just walk around saying...
Well, no. What you think is cool and what I think is cool is never going to be the same
subjective
thing.
Subjective, yeah. Fine. Cooler clothes.
But again, that's also in the eye of the bar.
Not really.
Well, it is, isn't it?
I can't be bothered to have this conversation.
You could say
now
that clothes are quote-unquote smarter or quote-unquote more expensive or more fashionable, but I don't think you can say it's like cooler because that's...
I'm just saying they look better. They're making an effort now because the girlfriend's in charge.
Right.
They've given up. They look like shit because straight men mostly just can't look after themselves,
right,
in my opinion. And then a girlfriend comes along and they get a glow up, okay?
Right.
That's what we're talking about.
Right.
So do you think that's not true?
I sort of see the opposite, really.
Really?
Like, so I guess more often than the scenario you're describing is that one ends up with a girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
You never see them again. Or you see them once in a blue moon and they stop doing fun things.
Well, that's just because they're ashamed to hang out with the friends they had before. I tell you why I don't like that. You're sort of blaming the girlfriend for them no longer hanging out with you.
I'm not, because it does work the other way around as well.
What do you mean?
That girls do that with guys. It's just that I have more friends that are guys, so that's more of my lived experience than the other way around.
Right.
But it does happen the other way around just as much.
Can we get the strings, please? Has anyone got any violins? So you get dumped by your friends when they go out with people?
I guess that's the inference, yeah. I mean, this doesn't really happen anymore because, like...
They've already dumped you.
I guess so.
Okay.
Once one is in a relationship, quite often one is less likely to, like, go to the gym or...
Because they give up or whatever.
Yeah, like, that's the cliche, but, like, it's definitely
How
true.
Long does it take for that to kick in?
Not long.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems a bit...
A bit what?
Just a bit sad, really.
Yeah, well, it is, yeah.
So maybe it is better, like, the way gays do it, whereby they get a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Right.
And then they open up, and then they've got 5 or 6 or 7, like, girlfriends or boyfriends, and they keep themselves young.
Right.
By never giving up. I mean, I live in London, so I don't know what it's like outside of that. And in London, it's so different. But I feel like most of the people in my life do not think of having a boyfriend as being part of... You know, you're not whole when you find a partner. Right. You are already whole, and they're just another person you hang out with.
Yeah,
sort of how I think it should be.
Yeah, I mean, possibly, but that, like, I can tell you from being in the depths of, like, suburban Soho, that's not what Middle England is like.
Awful. So, do you think that anyway, this is not accurate? Then you've never had a glow up. After
I haven't seen. I haven't. No. Have
you had a glow? I think you had a glow up when you met Talia.
I don't know if I did.
I think you did.
You didn't know me before then, so that's...
Yeah, I mean, I didn't, but I've seen photos of you, like, necking pints and stuff. You're a bit more... You could say it's not because of Talia, but, like, I think you've had a glow up because of Talia.
I don't really think so, like, honestly.
Well, you travel way more than you used to. I think she's had a vast improvement on your life, yeah. That is technically a glow up, whether it's fashion or experience in life.
Yeah, traveling is probably one, but then
you have had a glow up. And I don't think this happens in gay relationships.
Right.
I don't think the girlfriend effect... It might in lesbian relationships, I'm not sure. But in gay relationships, I think we're already fabulous.
Right.
And so same with lesbians. I think we're already fabulous. So adding another person to the mix doesn't make you more fabulous, does it? I thought we should read some Apple reviews because we haven't done that in a while.
Okay.
So I've got loads of Apple reviews for us to read. That's how this works. Why am I explaining that?
This is from Jilly. I love listening to these guys basically fighting with each other. It always makes me laugh or smile. Well, she'll love this.
There's a message from Ely who says, as a mom of two gays and a non-gay, with early indoctrination as conservative Christian and subsequently being raised by the 12-step program, Dan and James and all their ups and downs and all over the places, along with the exceptional guests, have helped me laugh, gain perspective, and make sense of it all. Thank you for your message. That makes it makes sitting with Dan so worthwhile.
Well, yeah, thanks very much. Shout out to Braden. It's a good concept and sometimes amusing, but James is perpetuating damaging body image issues, shadow cliches, and oblivious double standards tends to cancel out any valuable perspectives / calling out he manages.
Wow.
And the result is kind of offensive and toxic.
What?
And frequently unfair to queer and non-queer men alike.
That is so unfair.
And Dan doesn't really know how to call him out the way James calls him out.
Is that true?
Well, I wouldn't say we don't know how to, but, like, I just think it's not worth it.
Right.
So just let things go.
No, but is that true? Because now I'm paranoid.
What?
Am I genuinely perpetuating damaging body issues, shallow cliches, and obvious double standards?
Well, it's oblivious double standards, but yeah, probably. I don't know.
What do you mean, probably? Well,
for example, you said when you went on holiday, you weren't going to eat anything for like 3 days until you got a photo and put it on Instagram, and then you were going to eat.
That was a joke.
Okay, well, you could argue it's not funny.
No, but... I mean, I sometimes think those things. I probably shouldn't say them out loud. I think the issue with being on a podcast is you think you're in a space that's a bit like a therapy room.
Right.
So you say things that aren't necessarily true or thought through.
Right.
Well, I do.
Right.
Dan doesn't.
I don't what?
You do sometimes say things you shouldn't say, actually.
Like what?
Well, about people, but then you edit it out so that you don't look bad.
You might also edit you out so you don't look bad. Yeah. Apparently it hasn't worked.
Well, no, it hasn't.
What's the shadow cliche?
I don't know. Like I find this so offensive. And actually, I genuinely am so done with gay people that attack.
How do you know he's gay? I'm interested.
I'll tell you how I know he's gay. Because a straight person would never say anything as hurtful as that. That it takes somewhat to quote myself and meme, to quote a meme that we've just been talking about off air, to quote a popular meme, the call is coming from inside the house. A straight person would not be as specifically hurtful as that. It takes another gay person to understand, I think, those shallow cliches and damaging body image issues to be able to say something like that. Because it's obviously, what I'm saying is obviously affecting them. Well, I'm sorry, deal with your shame and come back to me, because I don't think I am perpetuating damaging body issues. I'm just going through my own journey and I'm figuring it out as I go along.
It's a good answer as to why he's gay, I suppose.
What do you mean why he's gay?
Or whether or not he's gay, it's a great answer.
I think so. I mean, he's saying the result is offensive and toxic and frequently unfair to queer and non-queer men alike. Sorry, so just by existing, I'm unfair to queer men.
That's not what he hasn't said. Just by existing, he's saying.
Well, he's saying
by existing and also perpetuating, etc. That's
right.
What he's saying.
Yes, exactly.
It's not my words.
No, of course, but there's a lot of my personality in those comments. So what he's saying is that I'm toxic and offensive to queer men. I really don't accept that review, actually.
Okay, well, next one. Oh, that's it.
Thank God for that.
That's it for today, anyway. What are the body image issues that you're perpetually...
Honestly, I have no idea.
Right, okay.
I don't know. I don't necessarily think I have body issues. I want to have a good body and feel happy in myself.
Right, right.
And I suppose, is it damaging to be working out all the time so that I think I look good? Or is that just good for my mental health? Because honestly, I think the reason I started working out as much as I currently am is because the breakdown of my relationship was so upsetting.
Right.
I needed some control over something. But I haven't got to a point where I think I'm damaging my body.
You could argue that it's not particularly healthy to constantly post photos of. I'm not saying you're more or less guilty of it than any other person.
Well, I'm doing it for attention, right?
Right. So you
and
could
I'm
argue
doing it for the algorithm.
You could argue that was perpetually damaging.
Is it damaging?
In all sorts of reasons.
Who's it damaging? I'm very careful to post. If I do post stuff about my body, I'm pretty clear about why I'm working out, and that is because of my mental health. So I don't think that is damaging.
Well, in that case, you would post a photo of your brain, wouldn't you? And say, working on your brain, because otherwise it would be completely irrelevant.
Right. Can
it?
You come back to me when you've figured out a way for me to take a picture of my brain?
MRI scan, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Great.
Let's do it. Welcome back to Again and On Gay. It's time for my favorite feature that everyone hates the name of but me. Any aunt.
Yes.
It's a dear queerdry. You write in with your dilemmas and Dan and I will help you out. Dan's advice is just
great. Yeah, thanks very
wild
much.
Maybe helpful. Do you know what though, like, I'm being genuine, your advice in my dating life has helped.
Yeah, thanks
you,
so much.
You've been very cutthroat, very blunt. You haven't got any time for bullshit, so in a way I wonder if this is helping people.
Well, yeah, probably quite a lot. Anyway, here's the latest one. Dear James and Dan. It's always dear James and Dan. I don't know why.
Well, what would it be?
I don't know. Dan and James.
Well, I'm the gay one.
Well, yeah, I suppose. I went on a date with a guy last summer. We've been speaking for a couple of weeks and I wasn't completely sure how much I fancied him. So we planned a date.
Could you speak slower? Because I can't keep up with that. That's a genuine request. It was whizzing past.
I wasn't completely sure how much.
No, wait, you start at the beginning.
Oh my God.
I went on a date with
a guy last summer. I mean, James has this as well.
I know, but you were going so fast, I couldn't even read along. I have ADHD. Can you slow down?
I went on a date. Guys, just fast forward like 20 seconds. I went on a date with a guy last summer. We've been speaking for a couple of weeks and I wasn't completely sure how much I fancied him.
Okay.
So we planned a date so we can move off the apps.
Right. That's quite serious, moving off the apps.
When I got to the date, I felt like I'd been slightly catfished as his pictures had been filtered to the point where he looked nothing like them in real life. I brushed that to one side as I wanted to see how we got on. But what do you do if you first meet your date? They're sweaty, and I mean really sweaty. Can it be considered catfishing to only post filter photos of yourself when online dating? And am I wrong for letting the sweat ultimately give me the ick?
Well, we might have vastly different opinions here.
There's two things
going on. You were chatting to some guy on an app, then you met up, and you felt hard done by because he'd filtered all his pics. First of all, I'm sorry. I do like to filter my pictures. I don't know. I do think you've been catfished. Yeah. I think here's why. And it's not the sweat or that this guy was supposedly less attractive than you thought he would be in real life. It's not that, because those things are irritating, but saying those out loud makes you look like a bad person. Here's the real problem beneath this. He lied to you. That's not the basis of a good, healthy start to a relationship, because that's a lie. So forget the attractiveness and the ick and just go with that. Someone lied to you.
Right.
That's not cool. Like, if someone's going to lie to you with a picture, what else are they going to lie about? And okay, they might be experiencing some bad mental health about who they really are and they haven't dealt with that, but they really need to, because you can't find love if you don't own your truth.
Right.
I'm getting emotional. How do you feel about it?
So we had Juno on a few years ago now, and she lied about
being... Juno Dawson.
She lied about her age to her now husband.
Yeah.
So should he bin her off?
I think they have a deeper connection than that. Okay. But I've dated guys who I previously lied to about my age in the past.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work. You can't lie about who you are.
Yeah.
If you don't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love someone else, right? RuPaul says that a lot, but it is important because... it's true. But I think more than that, if you can't love yourself, how are you going to let anyone else love you?
Yeah.
Is more important. Because you need to love yourself. Otherwise, you aren't letting anyone else in. Like in this situation where this guy's turned up and he doesn't look like the pictures he was sort of sending to the other guy. How is that new person supposed to like or love you if you weren't being honest?
It's funny that you've assumed it's a gay guy.
Is it not a gay couple?
I assumed it was...
I went on a date with a guy last summer. We've been speaking for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess we don't know. Well.
Well, your mind has gone to gay and mine's gone to straight.
Obviously, we can see the name on their email, so we know whether it's a man or a woman. But yes, I do understand what you're saying. Chloe, our producers, just confirmed that they are gay. So they're gay.
Yeah, the sweaty thing is a bit annoying because it's like, well, what if they've... I don't know the context, but...
Well, I don't know if I have a problem with that. They might be nervous.
Yeah, or they've just gone for a run, which is...
Why would you go for a run before a date?
Well, because it's easier to get... from A to B. And
I mean, sure.
Like currently I'm running almost everywhere as a mode of transport. And if where I get, someone's got an issue with being sweaty, whatever.
But they're not dating you, are they? You wouldn't do that if you're going on a date. Or if you were, you'd say, by the way, I'm going to run.
Yeah, well, I would.
I hope that's cool. And we could just be outside and have a coffee. But I think it's fine.
I'd probably say that.
It doesn't sound like that's what happened here, but I don't think it's about the sweat. I think it's the lying that's the issue.
Right, okay, wow.
And so, yeah, the question you're asking is, am I shallow? The answer is, yes, babe, and it's fine. That's the answer to the question, I think. I think it's okay to be shallow and selfish about what you want and what you don't like.
Yeah.
And your get-out-of-jail-free card is that he lied to you.
Right.
If I'm a horrible person, I'm a horrible person.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. It's okay. It's okay.
I just think you must have chatted some shit in your time.
Oh, all my photos are filtered.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So.
But I mean, not to an extreme.
Well, where's the line?
I think you still need to look like yourself, but on a good day.
Right.
That's the line, right?
I don't know.
You need to look like yourself. Look like yourself after a photo shoot with a bit of retouching. Don't look like someone else.
Right.
I guess that's
what if you already look like someone else? Like if you already look like Jamie Dornan, for example.
Well, luckily, no one here does, so we don't have to worry about that dilemma. You know, he nearly died.
Yeah.
How crazy.
Yeah.
You could have taken all of his work.
I know, yeah.
Anyway.
Would have been great.
Thank you for listening to A Gay and a Non-Gay today. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. We are at Gay Non-Gay. Give us a follow, tell your friends, and send us a DM if you want to get involved with f***ing the aunt. Bye.
Bye.